Alcoholism. Seventh-day Adventist, SDA, Church has managed to rehabilitate 76 alcohol addicts, out of which 13 were baptized in a one-week operation at Coarim Levee Crusade organized in Nandi Hills Town. The program, dubbed Operation at Coarim Levee, spearheaded by Pastor Salome Jebatok, is one of the ministries that was formed in the SDA Church with an aim of sensitizing drunkards, ensuring they quit drinking alcohol and other addictive drugs, as well as giving them hope through preaching. Speaking during the graduation ceremony of the Reformed Addicts, the SDA West Rift Valley Field President Pastor Eleazar Kogge regretted that a number of young people have been swallowed into the alcoholism world, with greater population comprising of the males. Pastor Kogge noted that helping addicts to recover from alcoholism and get back to living a healthy and fulfilling life is not an easy task, adding that it requires expertise and understanding on how to approach them, as well as win their confidence. Doing away with alcoholism is an investment in your future. It will not only make a huge difference in your life, but also the lives of those around you, such as family, friends and neighbors. The road ahead is not smooth, but I want you to be strong to avoid backsliding, advised Pastor Kogge. Nandi Hills constituency member of Parliament Bernard Couture, who witnessed the celebration, lauded SDA community for that initiative, terming it a compliment to the government, which recently declared war against illicit brews in the country. Couture affirmed that the constituency leadership is committed to combating alcoholism and drug abuse in full support of the SDA mission, adding that concerted efforts between religious bodies and the political leadership will free communities out of the bondage of alcoholism and drug abuse that has claimed a lot of lives. The greatest sermon that I have witnessed today is the real testimonies of reformed drunkards. This is a new dawn in Nandi Hills. My constituency leadership is in support of the Operation at Coarim Levee mission. I am excited that the SDA Church has joined hands to deal with alcoholism, pointed Couture, adding that he will be there to offer any support to ensure zero alcoholism in his area. Pastor Joseph Harrisay admitted being a former alcohol addict and called on believers to be leading example to the world, adding that the grace of God is free for everyone, including drunkards, and therefore all people should build in it. I was once a drunkard, but when I received the grace of God, I vowed to serve him fully. Build and anchor your hope in God, advised Harrisay. On her part, Pastor Salome Jebatok said that Operation at Coarim Levee has transformed several families who are now taking part in the mission to save fellow drunkards, adding that they have also come up with an operation called Mary Magdalene, which is geared towards saving commercial sex workers. In addition to Operation at Coarim Levee, we have also the Operation Mary Magdalene Ministry, which is geared towards reaching out to commercial sex workers and transforming them. It is not an easy task, but we have expertise of how we do it. For instance, after talking to the ladies doing prostitution for money, we pay them to listen to our message. But the good thing is, at the end of it, they accept to reform, explained Pastor Jebatok. Simon Otieno confessed how alcohol had ruined his life, including his education as well as family, and vowed to never go back to the corridors of alcohol. For years I have been wearing a suit as if heading to an office, only to spend my entire day in alcohol corridors. I dropped out of my automotive engineer class, electrical engineering class, among others, because of alcohol. Today henceforth I will be serving the living God. I have seen the hand of God. Pray for us to stand firm in this journey so that we don't look back, explained Otieno, adding that he will be an ambassador to those still in the corridors of alcohol. All those who were rehabilitated through different testimonies affirmed that alcoholism makes addicts irresponsible, steal to meet their alcohol bills, lose their partners and even children, as well as destroy society. During the week-long crusade, the alcohol addicts were taught on drug substance and abuse, family life, marriage, how to set goals and have a vision, problem solving, decision making, program building and planning, self-reliance, leadership, guidance and counseling.